Yes, hello, Sal?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got disconnected.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was about to call you back, but I'm glad you called back. Alright, so is it $10?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's the what they're asking for Google Guaranteed as of today, right? But like we said, we're still, it's usually till the first week of,
April.
April, uh-huh. When we know exactly what amount they're looking to charge to replenish, right, the budget. They currently have it at 1,000 right now. That's the budget that we have for Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how are we doing on the Google Ads?
So on Google Ads, we have $617 left. The thing is that when they made the conversion to the 15%, we basically came up with a bigger budget. So that's why we still have $617 left as of right now.
And do you know why it's so slow? Because I don't have much inquiring or much calls on Google Ads, even though you guys say that the ad shows thousands of times.
Yeah. Let me just send you a little picture here. Because, for example, from the time that you replenish the ad, right, from the time that we increased the budget. For example, your business has been shown 12% of the time overall, right? Uh-huh, go ahead. Now, in regards to the competition, you are top three, right, overall. If we look at the other businesses that has been shown as much as you have, let me tell you who are the other two. Just give me a moment. We set them up on the 23rd. So from the 23rd till today, right, in regards to impressions, Locksmith Pros LA, they have 15% of the impression share. They're number one. West Coast Locksmith is number two, 13.3%. And then you're number three, 12.06%. Locksmiths.com is 12.05. So we're basically there, right? Top three. Now, when we're not getting work, because I have been doing cleanup. I have a big list of negative keywords that I've been removing, right? Which are mostly variations of, a key replacement, right? So considering, key replacements itself, would we say that's a keyword that we can remove or not really? Because most of them are coming from there.
So what are the keywords that you keep remaining?
Well, for example, there's smart lock installation, emergency locksmith, locksmith services. I paused, for example, keyless fobs, right? Keyless fobs was a keyword from this period. It's had 30 clicks, right? So from this period, keyless fobs.
We don't do keyless fobs.
So I removed that, right? I paused that, so we shouldn't be getting any more. That was one of the, it was
what
triggering those phone calls.
Do you have routine locks? Or locks routine?
Yeah, we have them, but in regards to clicks, I'm just going off the list from impressions. Let's say each search is triggered by a certain keyword, for example, they search, let's see, for example, somebody searched Papa Lock, right? Just Papa Lock. So that is basically triggered by emergency locksmith,
mm-hmm.
right? So, and two other keywords. So we have a, I have a big list of negative keywords I'm going to send you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see exactly what we're referring to, because these are the searches, right? 1997, Lexus ES300 key fob programming. Or 2000 Camry remote programming, or 1999 Toyota Camry key replacement.
Those are not. We don't do that.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So we've been removing those, right? But for example, for the Toyota Camry one, since key replacement, well, that was the keyword that triggered that, basically. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm referring to when we say key replacement itself.
So it looks like key replacement, it triggers more cars than houses.
Yes. From what I've been seeing, you know, most of the vehicles that I've been removing, they've been triggered by that one. Either that one or this last one for keyless fob, which I removed a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We have everything else. I mean, opening saves, access control lock with fingerprints, you know. Commercial locksmith service, commercial locksmith, residential locksmith service, digital door lock system. We have a big list of keywords.
Okay. Yeah, because there's been, I've been, thank God that customers, previous customers, they're calling me, but they're small jobs, like, customer of my, one of my customers that if we did two big jobs for him, now he's doing it himself and he's got a trouble with one lot, so I have to go help him, but that's maybe $200-$300 only.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah,
and then other customers that call me before, they call me again, and so that's what I've been living on, or from previous customers, but it's only one or two jobs a day or no jobs a day. Like I have two jobs that one is small job and the other one is a recall.
I see.
So what can we do to get more jobs? Increase the budget or what? Because in jail, I got only $5 a day. But the only source that I've been getting money from for jobs is you with Google Guarantee and Google Ads at $3,500 a month.
We want to make sure they're effective, right? Because, for example, yesterday the ad showed up 485 times. 11 people clicked on it, right? So it's a $9.81, more or less, the cost per click. Now, if we look at calls, how many calls did you get yesterday? Did you get any calls? Let's see.
I get a lot of potential spam calls. But yesterday, calls,
yesterday you got one yesterday, I see. Okay, so I believe Ada answered. And that the lady, I think she talked to her son. You already fixed it? I think that was yesterday, right?
Well, it wasn't the one that she said that we don't do Granada Hills. This is part of our... That was not right.
I think she was asking for a customer service representative because Ada is the one that answered. And Ada basically said that she can't connect you to a representative right now, that she can get them to call back. And then I see you called them an hour after, right? So, I mean, you called them fairly quickly. But she said that it was no longer required since her son already took care of it.
Oh, yeah, that one. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that one came in yesterday. Yesterday, that was around 9 a.m., right? I mean, if we look at around 9 a.m., remember we have the ad from 8 a.m. to, let's see. The latest the ad showed up yesterday is from 8 to 9. It showed up 13 times at the end of the day. And then after that, you know, it doesn't show, right? Now, if we look at the other clicks you got, someone searched a California lock and safe, for example. That's just triggered by smart lock installation. We got Flam's key service, which is also triggered by smart lock installation. I see a search lock store near me.
And those are what? They're calls or they're calling me or they searching for those other businesses?
Well, this is where the ad came up. Right, so the ad, remember, Google, when somebody searches California Lock and Safe, right, then Lock and mm-hmm. Safe triggers the ad to come up. So on the search, there's a sponsored section on the search, right? And then your ad comes up, it says sponsored, and then it takes them to that section of the website, depending on what they search. So... For example, yesterday, one of the clicks that you got was for that specific search, California Lock and Safe. Or Flam's Key Service was another click, right? It showed up once, one people clicked on it. Do you want to add those businesses as negative keywords as well?
Yeah, because it's not me. They're probably looking for them. Or I want them to look for me, not for someone else. And then I got two calls, one saying that, are you the one who came and did this and did that? And I said, no, I think this is Medellin Security. And I was, oh, you're not Manchester Lock and Key? I said, no, oh, let me then call them.
Oh, okay.
Because I was posting thinking that it was Manchester Lock and Key, and then another guy called me too from another locksmith company. I think that was the one, the American Lock and Safe. I say, sir, I'm in Danish Security Locksmith. And then at one time, American Lock and Safe called me saying that customers, when they call them, they're looking for Millennium Security and Locksmith. So he said, how come they're calling me and asking, is this Millennium Security and Locksmith? I said, well, I don't know. Maybe they dial or something.
Yeah, it's because that's the thing with Google, right? Google, what they want is they put businesses to compete against each other, right? Not on a search, right? When somebody clicks on it, then it's an exclusive you know, contact, and it's sent it directly only to you, right? It's not sent to anybody else. But on the actual search, let's say somebody searches for millennial security and locksmith. There's a section there where Google shows other businesses that are paying Google ads. So let's say, for example, one of the impressions you got was for A&M locksmith services, right? So it's triggered by locksmith services by default, right? So that's like when somebody searched that one time, it came up on the sponsored section. So same thing happens when somebody searches for your business, right? There's people that don't really pay attention as much, and you know, they call the person or the business that is shown on the ad instead of the actual search result.
Mm-hmm. So we are now top three. Is just that it's slow, or what do we need to get more exposure?
So, for example, today, you know, from the time that we've had the ad active, the ad has been shown 41 times already, right? An ad was shown 41 times since 8 o'clock, right? So it was shown.
Hold on 1 second, okay? Hold on one second.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Ruben, I'm sorry. I needed to answer, and I'm going to call them back.
Oh, I see. Okay, no problem. For example, I see today, out of the 41 times that it's been shown, or somebody clicked on it already, right? Doesn't tell us exactly what the search is yet, right? But we see a few of the impressions already. Somebody searched, you know, locksmith in Victorville, fix front door lock, cómo abrir una puerta con seguro, can a locksmith get into a safe, key me locksmith phone number, which I already added as a negative keyword, lock key to safe, locksmith in Brentwood, Pasadena lock shop, and Simplex locks customer service, which I also added as a negative keyword. So those are, you know, a few of the searches where it's come up so far. But, you know, like we said, we just had that one click so far. So on average, you know, per hour, the ad is shown, you know, from 9 to 10, it was shown 28 times. Right? If we look at yesterday, for example, the ad is shown per hour about 30 times, 34 times, 38. From 4 to 5, it was shown 80 times, but no one clicked on it, right? 50 times, anywhere from 30 to 50 per hour. That's how much it's being shown.
And do you think that since you guys work on our website, do you think that the website needs to be work out
let's see what we can do with the website.
I sent you pictures last time. That's how we call it. Right away I went and sent pictures to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've added the new pictures there. Let me see. We have the contact us form at the very top. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have that little slideshow on the
home page. The website.
Uh-huh, right. of the gallery. Well, we can. How about a nice pop-up sound? Says discounts applicable for brand new clients, or something, you know, along those lines. Not necessarily committing yourself to anything, but you know, once you get in touch with them and you know they tell you what it is, you know, you work that out in regards to selling yourself, right? But you know, that's something that we can maybe implement to get our foot in the door, right? You wanna add that little pop up there, a nice promotion.
So,
should we do it that way, or do you want to phrase it differently?
There will be probably not emergency back out, but moving to a new residence. Want to change your locks? Something like that.
Okay, and then call Millennial Security and Locksmith. Should we include the discounts applied for brand new clients?
I would say yes, just don't put 10%, 5%, just discount for new clients.
Yeah, new customers. But, yeah, I mean, not necessarily putting any numbers until you, you know, talk with them, you know, exactly what the job is. And, you know, if it's, you can work the price out with them, right? And you can tell them that you applied a discount and, you know, we can even add a little code, you know, a promo code. Let's say, and they need to mention that code, you know, during the call in order to.
Yeah, that will be good.
Okay.
The promo code.
Do you have any promo code in mind that you'd like to add this month, let's say? Promo code Google or. I don't know if there anything that you would recognize. Okay, that's the promo code.
Let me see. Promo code about the last four digits of my cell phone, 6682.
Promo code 6682.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we can certainly add that there. So since it's going to be a pop-up, it's going to come up as soon as they go into the website. So every click that they get, that you get, it's going to take them to that section, to the special section on the website, depending on what it is, on what they search, and then that pop-up is going to come up.
Okay.
Okay. And we can you know, measure how effective that is.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, in regards to the budget, we still have about a week left, Sal. So we'll just continue to evaluate where we're at there. Okay, I've been making
We're still at $100 a day, right?
Yes.
About $100 a day.
Yes, we have that on average. Yesterday we spent $108.
Mm-hmm.
But the day before, the 29th, we spent $87.
Okay, so hopefully I'll get more calls.
Yeah, I'll get our web developers to start working on that immediately. I'll just send you a little notification once that is done. And like I said, we'll measure the performance this week with this new promo code. Should we have it valid for just this month? You know, just to put a little expiration date there, you know, just to make them move forward in case they're just thinking about it. Just for this April, right? Let's try it this April first, and then we can change that up a little. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good, Seth. Do you have any questions right now?
No. Just get put me to work.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll go ahead and make the adjustments so we can try to convert a little more. Okay, because it's low conversion.
Okay, Ruben.
Thank you for the time, sir. We'll keep in touch. You have a good one there.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.